Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Jordan?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Oh, hi. Boy, we played some phone tag, didn't we?
Yeah. Only a couple
gracious.
Times. And I got, you know, you told me that the other day. I was just in the middle of work, and I was finishing up a job, so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to drop what I was doing and jump on the phone real quick. But, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
I want to take care of that past payment, and then I want to pay for that. But like I said before, when we was on the phone, right now while we're slow, I don't want to continue to get charged each month. So moving forward, if I can call up and pay as I go, so my card stop getting charged, I get a text message and email every time it gets charged. But I only keep a certain amount on that card. And right now with wintertime, a lot of my business runs off my cards for advertising, for buying material, stuff like that, maintenance on the vehicles, until I get back started up at the beginning of the year, March, April-ish, we start getting going. I can get my cards paid back down. But, I definitely want to take care of the past payments so I can stay on Google and you guys can keep doing what you're doing.
Course.
And probably by the end of March, we'll be getting it back going again. It just gets slow for us in wintertime, and that extra $200 a month comes in handy when it's wintertime. So.
Yes, so I want to give you an option, Jordan, because there isn't a way to set it up where it's not reoccurring. All of our subscriptions are on an automatic renewal. But what I'm going to do is once we collect this past due amount is I'm pushing the next billing out 30 days. So you'll be paid in full until March 5th. If you wanted to wait until the end of March, what we could do is put the account on what's called a seasonal hold, where the March 5th payment wouldn't process, and then you would be paid in full until April 5th. So if you want to do that, we can do it. The only thing is, let me just see if you have a site with us, is when an account's on a seasonal hold, that little orange banner goes on the top of the site, which you have right now. So once you pay, that will come off. But if you go back on a seasonal hold, then they put that orange banner back on. So
I don't really want to do the seasonal because from what I was explaining when I was talking to Charlie, like I can call 3 to 4 days ahead and say, hey, don't charge my account until I can pay for it. That's what I want to continue to do. So I'm letting you know right now, don't charge me for February, but come March 12th or March 5th, I may have the extra $200 that I can pay. So that's kind of what I want to continue to do. I just got a little behind going into January, and I couldn't make that payment. My card was maxed out and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yes.
But
that's what I'm saying is that your account is past due from January 12th, right? So it's supposed to process again on February 12th. That's your billing. But as a courtesy, I don't want you to have a payment today on the 5th and then another one next week on the 12th, right? So I'm going to push the next payment out 30 days for you. But come March 5th, if we don't hear from you, it will try to automatically charge. So what I would do is
at least a week ahead of time before March 5th. Just do what you think is best.
A reminder to call us maybe by March 1st. That'd be perfect.
Okay.
And then Okay. So we're all on the same page. So the payment, I'll do it because you're on the run, and then we can, you know, fix the billing on the
right now. I just want to get square with you guys again. I don't owe you no money, and then we'll put it on a seasonal hold, and I'll let you guys know before March 5th. I'll give you guys a call, say, hey, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for March and so on and so on. Because we're starting to get busy. We're getting some inside work, so we're getting some money going. I'm out here running around looking at jobs. I got 5 jobs to look at from Hoopston to Decatur to Indiana. I'm driving all day, so I'll be busy, busy, busy. But we're getting there, so let's get this past payment. Let's get it caught up from January. And then, push it out until March 30th.
March
5th. And I can definitely...
March 5th.
Yeah,
so you remind yourself March 1st, okay? March 1st is when you have to look at your finances and decide to call us or not, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Got it? Okay. Okay, so go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
I just got this card. I activated it the other day, so hopefully it's activated. So let me know if it goes through. If not, I'll have to call you back. This is a shared card that me and my wife have, our venture card. But I know hers is working. But we had... I advertised on Facebook, and my Facebook page got hacked, and they tried to charge me $1,500 for this credit card.
Oh, no.
And we had to go through a whole rigmarole bullshit and this and that, trying to get our money back. And, yeah, it was really
painful.
Oh, that's
horrible, Jordan. But, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's horrible.
The card number's 5178.
Okay.
0597.
Got it.
7106. 4319.
Okay, expiration?
It's 11 of 27.
And the code?
It's 966.
Okay, and it's still the Eater Drive for the billing address?
Yep.
1420, okay, perfect. So let me give it a whirl, and I'll tell you if there's a problem, but if it goes through, it should be fine. So let's just see here. Oh, it did. I got the green light for you. So thank
awesome.
You so
good.
Much for
great.
Updating that. Yeah, and you're all good to go. So if anything changes, just call us by March 1st, okay?
Awesome. And so are we live on Google? I've had a couple people say, hey, I've seen your name on Google, but I get phone calls all the time saying that you're not verified and this and that. I don't know if it's just like bot calls or different agencies trying to get me to switch to them, but – because I've checked before, like I've got on there and typed in local epoxy companies, and I have popped up, and I think we got a Google review from one of my customers a couple weeks ago also. We got a 5-star
yep.
review and a review on there, so.
You
yeah.
do. Yeah, you have a 5-star review. Yeah, those are scam calls. People will call you,
okay.
and they'll say, oh, your Google listing is not up to date, and the whole idea is so that you sign up with them and spend more money, right? Because
right.
if they tell you the truth that your Google listing is live and active, then you have no
mm-hmm.
reason to talk to them, right?
yeah.
So what I always recommend is if you get more calls like that, just say, hey, Tina at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know
yeah,
they're scam callers, so they're not going to call me, but it's just a good way for you to kind of get them off the phone and not have to engage with them, you know?
Well,
I
got your number, and I got your extension saved, so I like dealing
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. I don't like dealing with, like, people with accents and stuff because I can't follow them. So I saved your number. I like dealing directly with
Aww.
You. I got your extension saved, so I like that.
Thank
you're my go-to
you.
Person. But and I figured if they leave a voicemail and it's a scam, usually I'll let it always go to voicemail. And if it's a customer looking for work, they'll always leave a message. And if it's you or somebody from Local Splash, it'll come up so-and-so from Local Splash. So, I just
yeah.
wanted to get that past due payment done. And then I'll touch base with you at the end of February and say, hey, we're good to go for the March 5th payment. And we'll keep this thing rocking. So.
Okay, and then one thing I want to tell you, Jordan, is that if you're using anything else like a Home Advisor or a Thumbtack or something like that,
nope, I don't
that
use any,
okay,
I don't use any of those.
You're not. Good. Okay,
nope.
Yeah, because sometimes in the past people said that that's where those scam callers were finding their number,
yeah.
even like on a Yelp or something like that. So
I spent so
kind
much
of,
money on Yelp and Home Advisor stuff when I had my masonry company. And I didn't get one job. I spent almost $3,500, maxed out one of my credit cards on Yelp, and I didn't get one job off these guys. So I just want to advertise
no.
for Google. Everybody
yeah.
gets on Google, Yahoo, Bing. So I want to be online,
yep.
and I'll do my advertising with friends and family through Facebook. But if somebody wants to find me, they can jump on the Internet and type in epoxy in our area, and they're going to find me. So I don't
see
the home advisor on that because it's a waste of money, in my opinion, so I don't do it. But I'm glad I got
yeah.
a hold of you, got that page, and I will touch base with you at the end of February and let
Sounds
you know what's
perfect.
Going on, okay? Awesome.
Okay, well,
thank
definitely.
You.
I'm happy we got it taken care of. Have a great week, Jordan.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, thank you. Bye.